And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower with my mute button turned off. So yay, that's good. I came back the right way, JP. Thank you. I lived to make you proud. So, hey, I got a couple of quick texts. We got a brand spanking new texter in the text line, JP. If you haven't already plugged him in, go ahead and do it. It's Mountain Mikey from Flintstone, Georgia. We're glad to have you in the mix, man. Thanks so much. So yeah, Mountain Mikey, we got you in the system now. David in Huntsville says, U.S. will never be a socialist country, end quote, from President Donald Trump's State of the Union address in February of 2019. The U.S. will never be a socialist country, President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, February 2020. I agree. Let's keep it that way, man. And I'm thinking he's still working in that common sense fashion. Alif Mathis says she's going to be there tonight at the event. So yeah, I will be out at the town hall at Movement Church in Madison tonight. Anybody who wants to show up, come on by, man. I'd love to meet some ruffians. I'll be shaking hands and glad handing to folks. I feel like I'm running for office, but I'm not. But Jared Hudson, the former Navy SEAL, who is now running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tommy Tuberville, it's partly his night. But the night is being sponsored for you by Movement Church, which is a church that's, I mean, got a great reputation, but they're also not scared of politics, which is huge. Also, Moms for Liberty and the New Federalist Alliance, Mark McEthren's guys. So anyway, yeah, come on out. Doors open at 5:30. Program starts at 6, Movement Church on Browns Ferry in Madison. All right, so JP, you said you had a couple of text messages or messages too on social.
Yeah, we got John from Huntsville on the YouTube saying Happy Meatloaf Monday, everyone. And then we got
Happy Meatloaf.
Mike from Harvest on the Rumble says, interesting studio there, Phil.
Thank you.
Backdrop. We also got Kyle Sims on the Facebook. He's got two comments. He says, AOC isn't rich compared to the common man like Trump, Bezos, Musk, and Gates. But then he says, we finally got leaders that actually want to solve the issues. Too often we get strong campaigners and no-show leaders.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's good summary text. Yeah. So by the way, the studio that I'm in, for those of you who don't know, since I had to be up here in Madison tonight, well, that's where Birdman's at. So Birdman does his podcast called Right Click. He's one of our podcasters. The Right Click podcast, if you're not familiar, Right Side Radio is what you're listening to right now. But Right Side Radio is only one of the productions of the company Right Side Media. And Right Side Media also does podcasting and written work. And we're published all over the place on the written side. But on the podcasting, we have a several podcasts, one of which is Birdman, who has one called Right Click, which is all based on his experiences being a competitive gamer, high tech, all of it. So, yeah, JP is good at what he does. But JP, how many times have we called Birdman to say, how do we turn this on?
So. Well, Birdman's coming in clutch tonight, too, to try to live stream the event onto our social media platforms as well. So thank you to Birdman.
Oh, great point for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those of you who are not able to make it to Madison tonight to Movement Church, you can live stream the event. Hopefully, we got to get there and get set up and make sure it all still works. But hopefully we'll be live streaming the event right here. Tell them where, JP.
We'll be on Phil's personal X page at Send Phil Williams. It'll also be on Phil's Facebook page, which I believe is also Send Phil Williams. And then I believe it will be going, yes, it'll be going to our YouTube as well. So Right Side Media on YouTube, you can check it out there.
Cool. All right. The wonders of technology. Let's jump back into Make Sense to Me. So some of what I'm seeing right now in the Trump administration is just like, I mean, there's good policy. There's like, but so much of what you're seeing, the underlying just appears to be rooted in common sense. I mean, let's take a look at the military. How about this? Transgenders who are not able to deploy because they are transgenders, why do we have them in the military? Well, we don't anymore. That's just common sense because the military's job is to win wars, to break things, to kill people. I'm just saying that this is. And if you get down to it, if you are in the military and you are volunteering yourself to be non-deployable, that makes you not an asset to an organization that needs people to be able to deploy. Having been a third-generation Army officer myself, with family members still on active duty myself, I kind of think it's only right that if you're going to be in, common sense says you should at least be somebody who's deployable. Then there's other things that are going on right now, like this one. I pulled this from theblaze.com. All right. Now, JP, I happen to know you live in an apartment, but so you don't mow grass right now, but I'm sure you mow grass back when you were home, right?
Oh, yeah. And that was my first job for 2 or 3 years. I worked landscaping and mowed lawns. So I wish I had grass to mow.
Did you ever have to experience the brand new liberal version of a gas can that has the special squeeze it top on, you know, that keeps things from venting and all that kind of stuff?
I have. That's pretty much all we use to fill up the mowers. Yeah.
That's what was required for sale.
Yeah.
I mean, how many years did we survive as a people by just popping the top and pouring the gas and, oh, by the way, you know, making it work? I'll tell you more about what happened with this in a minute. But yeah, y'all, listen, gas cans, it's common sense. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got more common sense right after this. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the remote Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, here we are on a Meatloaf Monday, and I am in dipper number one, hour number two, talking about common sense. So this whole dipper is called Makes Sense to Me. And I gotta tell you, some of what we're watching right now are things that you think, okay, I get it. Like, I feel good about it because it just makes common sense, like this one. So by the way, I spent hours this past weekend doing some yard work, just like slaving. And I'm talking about July heat in Alabama. Those of y'all that are listening right now, I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about just about broke my manhood. But anyway, outline out there working. And I had to go at one point and put gas in the leaf blower. And I was once again thinking, why do I have to do this? Why is it that I have to like hold the can a certain way, squeeze in the trigger release, push together with the heel of my hand, and then tip up and pour after taking the cap? I mean, first of all, I understand there's a safe way to keep gas, but what the Democrats have done over time with regulation makes no common sense whatsoever, all the way down to the cans that we use to put gas in our lawnmower. So Lee Zeldin, our EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, who I love, Lee Zeldin, talk about a common sense guy, but Lee Zeldin, working in the Trump administration, he shared a letter on Thursday encouraging manufacturers to produce cans that best meet consumer needs, with vents to facilitate fast, smooth flow. In other words, get away from this ridiculous, burdensome, just ridiculous. We're talking about getting the minutia of our lives, y'all. The minutia of our lives. He says gas cans used to pour gas. Now they just dribble like a child's sippy cup. The Trump EPA's message to gas can makers is vent the darn can and let the baby flow. Can I just go ahead and say, yes, please? That just makes good common sense. But that's where we are right now. We're actually, Chip Roy of Texas, Congressman Chip Roy, he's now come up with what he calls his Gas Can Freedom Act. And I love this, but it's to eliminate the unnecessary federal regulations that have made gas cans largely dysfunctional. I mean, so I don't know about y'all, but I feel strongly that a lot of common sense is lost when the government gets a chance to, I don't know, prove its worth. When the government gets into the position of trying to put regulations in place in order to sort of satisfy themselves that they have a reason for existence, then all that we've done is allow common sense to be shoved aside in order for the self-licking ice cream cone of government to run its course. What do I mean by that? By the way, you're welcome to borrow that, the self-licking ice cream cone. Just tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. Self-licking ice cream cone. It's an ice cream cone that just basically eats itself. And that's what government does. Government comes up with a need to prove why it's important for them to be seen as important. So they create a regulation that they say is important. And then they mandate the use of a certain product that validates the regulation they thought was important. And then it comes back around to where government says, see, we did a good thing for you. No, you didn't. You just changed the market. You just forced things on people they didn't need. So the end result of it is, a self-licking ice cream cone is the lack of common sense. Here's another one. How about this guy, Mamdani, that he is running. He's the Democrat nominee to be the mayor of New York. Y'all, listen, we cannot underestimate the seriousness of this. The mayor of New York City is in many ways like the leader of a small nation. Truthfully, it is. And I don't say that like as some kind of hyperbole or rhetoric. If New York was to secede from the Union and become its own nation, it would already have the 12th largest economy in the world. Think about that. The 12th largest economy in the world as a nation, if it were to secede. That's how big New York City's impact is. It's where Wall Street is. That's where theater is. That's where the arts are housed. That's the crossroads of the world, Times Square. That's just, listen, the bottom line is the mayor of New York City is a big deal, and it really is to all of us. We can't vote, but we should care. Mamdani has got no common sense. By the way, I'm loving the fact that they're calling him right now the limousine liberal. He's been known as the limousine liberal, as the champagne socialist. He's just, okay, anyway. One of Mamdani's policies, oh boy, one of Mamdani's policies that he wants to put in place is he's got a whole list of socialist goodies he wants to run with, but one of them is city-run grocery stores. City-run grocery stores. Because apparently when you run for the mayor of New York City, you don't have to look around and see what's worked somewhere else. It doesn't matter that socialism's never worked anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter that socialism is a failed construct that has never succeeded. You can go ask Cuba. You can go ask the former Soviet Union. You can go ask Venezuela. You can just look around the world. You can ask North Korea, but they wouldn't answer you because they don't want to deal with it. The end result is that socialism never works because socialism requires everyone to get on board, and yet everyone has to pay for everyone else, which means no one gets the benefit of their labors, which means, oh, by the way, nobody really wants to produce because all they're doing is producing for the machine, and there's no reward in it. It removes incentive. It removes drive. And then Mamdani comes along and wants to be a socialist New York state or New York City. One of which is, no common sense, city-run grocery stores. Just so you know, there's an example out there of why it doesn't work. Kansas City. So Kansas City in 2018, I don't know how I missed this story. I guess because it came out before Right Side went on the air. Kansas City opened up what they call KC Sunfresh. Yeah. What's that? It's basically a government-run grocery store. KC Sunfresh, well, it's got a pretty name. It's got a good idea, going to feed people, low cost, fixed prices, be great. It was an attempt to address what they called a food desert. Okay, a food desert is where liberals claim that people in a certain locale don't have the means to go to a grocery store somewhere else, so they need one near them. Okay, anyway, so they demanded that a government-run grocery store be set up in what they called a food desert, an area where residents might not have access to a store that sells meat and fresh produce and other healthy options. Located in an area that's, you know, sometimes crime-ridden, but, you know, we got to force it to be there because, you know, government. Common sense. Anyway, the store has lost $900,000 since 2018. Stores' shelves are largely empty. Does the concept of government-run, city-owned grocery store really work? Well, Fox Business Channel sent one of their reporters over there to check things out. I got the piece right here from Red State. Red State says, as far as prices go, one shopper said prices were actually better. Yeah, but there's no meat. There's no vegetables. This is a quote. There's no nothing. Are you going to take care of the community that surrounded you? If not, sell the store to somebody that can be more responsible. The Kansas City mayor, Quentin Lucas, says the city's trying to make things right, saying, while I hear and understand the crime issues and the concerns, that's his way of starting off with, but he says, this is still doing pretty darn well, so we do want to make sure that we can get the operations right, and that's the work that we're collaboratively trying to do. That's why his saying of, okay, we've been doing it now for 6 years, and we're still trying to get it right, just so you know. It's owned by a nonprofit, by the way. And a quick look at the KC Sunfresh portion of the website shows a beautiful store with fully stocked shelves. But if you walk into it, you find out it's just the opposite in real life. Common sense, y'all. It's just common sense. How about this one? I'll pull this up. What happens when you have basically a social agenda mixed with your government action. Well, it's never going to go well, especially if you're in the liberal left. Another piece from Red State. A lady from Oregon named Jessica Bates. That's her name. Story here, Dateline, July 24th. Jessica Bates just won a huge victory from the Ninth Circuit. By the way, I'll tell you right now, lawyer Phil talking, the Ninth Circuit is typically the most liberal circuit in the federal district bench around the nation. If I were to walk in to an 11th, we're in the 11th Circuit here, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, the 11th Circuit. If I were to walk into an 11th Circuit courtroom and quote something from the Ninth Circuit, I'm pretty sure I'd be laughed out of court. At the very least, the judge might look at me and say, "Counsel, I believe you have quoted a Ninth Circuit case to me. Surely you understand." Well, anyway, the Ninth Circuit, though, just looked at a policy that was preventing Miss Jessica Bates from adopting foster kids because she wouldn't buy into the state's gender ideologies. Think about it. When common sense says a loving parent who has proven her ability to raise kids cannot adopt solely because her religious beliefs lead her to believe that telling a child that they were born wrong and need to be changed, that prevents her from being a loving mom? Well, the Ninth Circuit agreed it violated her First Amendment rights. Go figure. It's just common sense. Alliance Defending Freedom worked on the case. Alliance Defending Freedom said, "These policies are all too common in left-leaning states. They harm children who need loving families more than anything else, and we're thrilled that Jessica's courageous stand has resulted in this win at the Ninth Circuit, and we pray it will lead to more victories for children. Gender ideology should never block parents from loving parents from helping children in need." Story on Red State. And I'm just telling you, folks, what you're hearing right now is common sense. Let's go ahead and take a break, JP. We'll take that break right now. We'll come right back from this one. I'm going to keep it moving. I got a little more common sense we got to cover because, y'all, there are things out there right now that are designed to actually make society a better place for all of us. And it's all common sense. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, sitting over here, those of y'all that are watching on the live stream are like, "Where's Phil sitting?" I am in the Birdman lair. So, yes, I am in the secret lair of the Birdman, which sounds like something out of a comic book.
That's the perfect name for it.
The secret lair of the Birdman.
Yes, I believe that's the Birdman nest or something like that. You got to play off the word the bird. I think that's good.
I'm in the bird nest.
Yeah,
but I think he's gonna appreciate me called the secret lair.
Yeah, that sounds very cool.
I'll make sure he knows. But yeah, those of y'all that don't know, I am going to be tonight at the event in Madison, being hosted at Movement Church. I really appreciate Movement Church doing this, but Moms for Liberty, Movement Church, the New Federalist Alliance, and me are all jumping in together to host a town hall event to talk about reviving our faith, retaking our freedoms, restoring our republic. And oh, by the way, part of it is to bring in Jared Hudson, who is the former Navy SEAL who is now running for a U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tommy Tuberville, and let the folks there hear what he's like and who he is. And by the way, I got to say, if you've never had a chance to meet Jared, absolutely a quality individual. He's more than just a guy who served as a SEAL. He's got a depth to his faith, a love for this country, a deep rooted belief in the strength of his family. And we did a full podcast with him, the Just Right Podcast, which is our long form podcast that comes out periodically. The Just Right Podcast, the very first one we did before we ever knew he was going to run for office. We did one with Jared. We had it sitting in the can while we got a couple of others ready. And then we put that one out right as he was announcing he was running for Senate. So you got an hour and a half of Who is Jared Hudson on the Just Right Podcast. And you can find that on our YouTube page. You can also find it on our website, rightsidemedia.org. Let me wrap up this section on Makes Sense to Me. So dipper number one, makes sense to me. How about this? I am so glad that we have defunded the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is the propaganda mill that hosts NPR and PBS. I understand they had a place in the past. That place is long gone. In the day of internet streaming and multi-cable TVs and, you know, whatever, all said and done, you got any other means available to you. You don't need tax dollars funding what turns into a propaganda machine. But we're also finding out so much now. Got a story here from Newsbusters. Newsbusters says it was bad enough that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was funneling millions in tax dollars to leftist propaganda mills. But what if we were to tell you that the CPP funded one of America's fact-checking giants backed by George Soros? It's true. So what we're now discovering is that almost $600,000 was given by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to a group called the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. The Poynter Institute for Media Studies is funded by George Soros. And the Poynter Institute for Media Studies is notorious for having advised all of the big tech platforms like Facebook and others how to censor people during COVID. Great. We also found that in 2019, the Poynter Institute for Media Studies put together what it called its blacklist, calling it the unnews. And it listed sites like Breitbart, Daily Signal, Daily Wire, Free Beacon, Judicial Watch, PJ Media, Project Veritas, Red State, The Blaze, Twitchy, Washington Examiner. It listed all these. I use every one of those for this show. So we are now finding out that it makes no common sense whatsoever to fund a media arm through the government, which does nothing but destroy conservative values, to include censorship. Last one I got. If you heard the monologue before the show really got going, the monologue, I covered common sense in politics. And I covered the mayor of Coronado, California, who decided, you know what, we're done having homeless people sleeping on the streets in our city. And so they just made some common sense decisions and they fixed it. Like, no homeless. President Trump, Daily Signal reports last week that we expect any time now for President Trump to sign an executive order designed at making our streets safer. So much of what he can do in the D.C. area is covered under the federal system for maintaining parks and the federal park system. And he issued an executive order right now saying that they will clear all homeless encampments and graffiti on federal lands in the nation's capital. And they will, oh, by the way, begin seeing grants coming out to American cities to allow them to help remove vagrants from their streets, redirecting federal resources towards those programs that tackle substance abuse and returning to the acute necessity of civil commitment. What is it saying? It's saying common sense, y'all. It's saying homeless encampments taking up whole sections of a city are not bringing quality of life to anybody. They're not helping the homeless even. The guy from Coronado, the mayor, all he did was say, we want to help you, but if you won't take the help, you have to leave because we're not going to put up with you not wanting help. That's exactly what Trump's saying now. All right, that's it. That's Dipper number one. Makes sense to me. Coming up next, we'll get some text messages because a bunch of y'all are texting in. The number's 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it, call it. We'll get those caught up and jump into Dipper number two, Home Fries, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.